and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. The upcoming interview is going to be a great conversation, so we're going to get right to it. Going out on the phone now to attorney Richard Bernstein of the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Good evening, Richard. How are you?
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for talking about such an important issue on your program today.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be with us. Also joining us is Angela Binno, who is your client in this lawsuit, this complaint that we're going to talk about at this point. Good evening, Angelo. How are you?
Good evening to you as well. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Please tell me I pronounced your last name right, Angelo.
Yes.
Yay. Well, do I get a point for starting off? Okay. All right. Here we go. Richard, we'll start with you as the attorney of record on the case. The complaint is Angela Binno against the American Bar Association. You're taking on this is a pretty heady case. I mean, you're taking on a big defendant.
Absolutely. But it's absolutely necessary because what is happening is that in order to have more civil rights, in order to have more disability rights, you have to have more disabled attorneys who are willing to take on these challenges and who are willing to take on these various types of issues. And what is happening right now is that in order to go to law school, now we're not talking about the bar exam, no one objects to the bar, but in order to go to law school, you have to take what is called the LSAT, the Law School Admissions Test. The law school admissions test is administered by the Law School Admissions Council, which is a private corporation. Now, let me give you an example of a question from the LSAT. There is an entire section called the Logical Games section, and every question on the Logical Games section is like this. A, B, C, D, E, and F go into a restaurant. If A is seated next to C, but B is next to D, and F is next to A, where is E in relationship to B and C? In the exam question itself, it says that the applicant is required to draw a diagram in the space provided. So what you have here is that blind applicants who are attempting to go to law school are physically incapable of drawing. So even if you give the exam in Braille or give extended time, the exam intrinsically and inherently is impossible for a blind applicant to take and ultimately do well on because you're requiring them to draw a diagram in order to complete the question. So the whole case comes down to the fact that what you have is that the American Bar Association has passed a resolution back in 1996 that states that if you wish to go to law school, you must take the LSAT. And any law school that waives the LSAT for any reason will immediately be stripped of its accreditation. So what you have is the Law School Admissions Council administering an exam that blind people are put at a competitive disadvantage and being empowered by the American Bar Association, which is requiring every law school applicant to take this exam under the penalty of a law school who wishes to waive the exam in the application process being stripped of their accreditation.
Well, the issues are huge. And you and I, Richard, had a few minutes to talk on the phone yesterday about this and a little bit this morning. And Angelo, I want to go to you for just a minute because we're gonna go back and forth here a bit. You were born blind?
Yes.
Okay. So, and what Richard is speaking to right now initially in reading the complaint, what he talks about is a person who is blind is unable to conceive of the relationships, the spatial relationships in drawing a diagram. So it's not just a matter of a simple diagram. It's about spatially being unable to conceive of what is being asked of you.
Yes, because I'm at an inherent disadvantage because I'm required to draw a diagram to figure out the answers to these questions. There is no other way to figure out the answers to these questions but to draw a diagram. And this case can be easily resolved if somebody from the ABA put on a blindfold and attempted this test and was unable to draw a diagram, and let's see how they could figure out the answer to the question.
Well, and also, Angelo, you're not looking for favoritism. You're just looking for a level playing field here.
Yes, all I'm looking for is to have my application read without an LSAT score, because no matter how much I prepare, no matter how hard I study, I can't perform any better than I've performed in the past on this test.
And you have tried to do this test a few times, and from my understanding from reading the complaint, both Richard and Angelo, and correct me if I'm wrong, there are about 100 multiple-choice questions on the LSAT, which, as Richard had described to us, is the law school admissions test. And about a quarter of those involved some kind of drawing or something related to a drawing. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so when you take this test, Angelo, and if you aren't able to do the drawing part, you're getting a quarter of this test wrong. And what you've come up against, and again, please correct me if I'm wrong, is that you can't get into the law schools you're trying to get into with a quarter wrong on your LSATs.
You're absolutely correct. I've worked for the Department of Homeland Security. I speak three languages. I graduated high school in 3 years, but the only hurdle that's preventing me from getting into law school is this exam. Because I'm blind, I can't draw diagrams, and I can't get into law school. That's basically it.
Well, and doesn't it sound so simple? I was listening to Richard when he was describing one of the questions that required the diagram, and I'm sitting here thinking, no wonder I'm a radio talk show host and not an attorney. Just describing the question, I was getting lost. Richard, when you in your complaint, basically you're suggesting that the American Bar Association is failing to comply with Americans with Disabilities Act and enforcing an illegal test.
That's exactly right. The Americans with Disabilities Act is a wonderful piece of legislation, and it could not be any more clear. It is completely illegal to require a disabled applicant to have to take a discriminatory exam. I mean, that's not even a question. The only standard of law that we have to show is, does this exam place a blind applicant at a competitive disadvantage? That's the only legal standard that is going to be applicable to this case. So the only question of law is, does requiring a blind applicant to have to draw a diagram place that applicant at a competitive disadvantage to other test takers? Now, I have experts lined up who are going to be coming in to testify that, of course, it places a blind applicant at a competitive disadvantage. But in addition to the experts, I think it's just a pretty common sense situation that the judge is going to look to. But like I say, we've got our experts ready and lined up and ready to go. And I am quite doubtful that the American Bar Association is going to be able to find any credible expert who is going to be able to take a different position that this exam does not put a blind person at a competitive disadvantage. I just don't see any expert who is even remotely credible being able to come and testify on their behalf.
Well, and as you and I talked yesterday, it seems so logical. I mean, when I picked up this story at first from NPR, actually, and when I first picked up the story, I'm looking at this, and I was kind of incredulous, actually, that this had not been addressed at some point, or that this was actually still a problem or a challenge for folks to try to get through, to work through this process.
Well, let me explain why. I think what's happening is that, you know, when I applied to law school, and that's why I am so grateful to Northwestern University, because Northwestern is an incredibly progressive law school. And Northwestern said, you know what, disability rights, civil rights, these are important things. So what happened was that Northwestern, when I applied to Northwestern, they waived the LSAT because they looked at it and they said, well, this is completely inappropriate. It makes absolutely no sense to have a blind person perform on an exam that they are physically incapable of performing on. So it was a sensible thing. They looked at it. They said, well, this is nonsense. This doesn't make any sense. So, of course, we're going to waive the LSAT because a blind person can't do it. And what ultimately happened is you have to realize is that the Law School Admissions Council is a very powerful corporation. And what it came down to was the fact that in order to preserve their monopoly, they want to make sure that everybody has to take this exam. I mean, this was just unheard of. The idea that somebody would go to law school without taking their exam, they have to preserve this at all costs because this is their entire business model that's at stake. So what the Law School Admissions Council did was they went to the American Bar Association back in 1996, and the LSAC basically got the American Bar Association to pass a resolution, which is Resolution 503, when it deals with the accreditation of law schools. And again, as we talked about at the beginning of the interview, what Section 503 says, which was passed by the American Bar Association, is it simply says that if any law school admits an applicant without requiring them to take the LSAT, then that school will immediately be stripped of its accreditation by the American Bar Association. What is important to note is that the American Bar Association gets its power to accredit from the U.S. Department of Education. So the U.S. Department of Education has basically given the ability to accredit schools to the American Bar Association. And one of the things that this lawsuit is going to be asking for is that the American Bar Association be stripped of its ability to accredit law schools, because the last 15 years, the American Bar Association has been engaged in a completely inappropriate, civil rights violating manner that has been discriminatory and hurtful to disabled applicants.
Well, we're going to take a break on that thought right there. And when we come back, I believe you're both going to stay with me. That's correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, very good, because we've got more to talk about. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Richard Bernstein and Angelo Binno on 1320 WILS.